This is a Fox News alert. Russia attacks Ukraine. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Now claiming to have knocked out the country's air defenses with several hours of rocket and missile fire after Russian President Putin declared a special military operation against Ukraine and issuing an ominous warning.
Not just to Ukrainians, but really to the world. He said, don't interfere. If any nation interferes with this operation, the consequences that will be seen have never been seen before in history. So, an attack not just against Ukraine, but a warning to the entire world, a menacing warning.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Kiev, where some residents have taken shelter in subway stations. Ukrainian President Zelensky declaring martial law as Russian troops are also pouring in over the border from Belarus. President Biden issuing a statement denouncing an unprovoked and unjustified attack on Ukraine. Later this morning, he'll confer with G7 leaders about what the White House calls a united and decisive response.
Administration official told me he will announce some new sanctions. We don't know exactly if they're going to go as far as sanctioning Putin, something they have said is on the table, but they are going to stick with sanctions.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House reports the administration still insisting no American troops will fight in Ukraine. Former President Trump reacting, telling Fox's The Ingram Angle the Biden administration has emboldened Putin.
This is a terrible thing. This is something that should have never happened. I really believe that it was Afghanistan when he looked at that horrible weak pullout.
And the former president says this wouldn't happen if he were president. The financial and commodities markets reacting. Dow futures are down nearly 800 points. Asian markets closing with sharp losses. And the price of a barrel of oil on international markets has topped $100 a barrel. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Recapping this hour's Fox News alert, Russia has begun an attack on Ukraine with rocket and missile fire and troops invading by land and sea. President Biden to speak to the nation this afternoon to announce more sanctions. Security, reminiscent of the days following last year's incursion at the U.S. Capitol, being ramped up in Washington.
Fencing is once again returning around the U.S. Capitol just ahead of the State of the Union and a possible trucker protest here in town, which some say is an effort to end the push for more sweeping vaccine mandates nationwide. As for the panicked calls by some to once again encircle one of the major symbols of our democracy, the Capitol Police are saying this in a statement, quote, the temporary inner perimeter fence is part of those ongoing discussions and remains an option. However, at this time, no decision has been made. They say no decision, but some fencing manifestly is up.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Washington. A group of truckers from California is already headed toward the Capitol, including this driver.
My main message is freedom. Of course, you know, that covers pretty much everything. You know, I mean, from the mandates to people telling us we got to wear a mask to go inside. And you know, maybe I don't want to wear a mask, you know, and I don't.
Major League Baseball says if there isn't a deal with the players union on a new collective bargaining deal by Monday, the season will not start on time.
Major League Baseball's only new offer to the players on Wednesday was to increase the minimum salary by an additional $10,000 a year. However, that level is still more than $100,000 less than where the players want the minimum to be. There also appeared to be little or no movement on the key issue of luxury tax thresholds and rates, and teams have told the union they will not decrease revenue sharing and won't add new methods for players to accrue service time. The players say those changes are needed to prevent teams from holding players back and delaying their free agency.
Fox's Kevin Uretsky, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.